Oh my goodness. Welcome back to anyone listening, dude, and also welcome back to a recurring guest. Is this your second episode now, dude?
The second episode, it sure
Dude,
is.
let's go. Super happy to have you. Austin Lovelady is back on, dude, and I'm stoked to have you on for another episode, man. Thanks for reaching out and getting me off my ass so I could do another one of these.
Hey, happy to be here. Happy to push you a little bit too.
Yeah,
That's
dude,
okay.
I appreciate it, man. So yeah, just I don't really have a plan for this at all. Just kind of give me just go right into an update, dude. Update me about what's been going on.
So, I actually for some reason your beautiful personality popped into my head a couple days ago,
Thanks, dude.
and I re-listened to our podcast between me and you.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if that's weird or not, but
No,
whatever.
not at all. I love that.
So it was about 2 years ago we did this, and well, since then, I was starting that high school coaching job.
Right.
Dude, I'm actually did that for a year. I'm actually back at Elgin Community College. I'm a pitching
Dude.
coach and recruiting coordinator. So
What?
with that production job too. So I do the production job, still the same thing. But now that I'm at my old college where I met Austin and Tyler. So
Dude.
I'm back there now.
Dude, full circle now, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, this is my second year with them, and things are looking really good. So
Dude, that's
yeah.
awesome. Good to hear. What's like your, are you planning on like, obviously I think you, we like we've talked, so I know you want to be a coach for sure, but what, like, is that your goal for the future, is to end up being like a collegiate coach somewhere or what?
I'd like to.
What about MLB, dude? Big dreams. MLB, huh? What are you talking, huh? Manager for the
I
Tigers?
mean,
What are we talking?
they need a lot more than that. They need some help. But maybe we'll see. We're just gonna keep on plugging away and see what life brings.
Dude,
So,
that's awesome. Hell yeah. So
yeah.
it's I'm when was the last time that we even hung out? I'm trying to think. It's been
I
a
thought
hot minute since I've seen you in person.
You surprised everyone in Byron. I just happened to be there that weekend. Because I remember giving you a hug because you didn't realize I was there either. I thought it was like maybe a year ago, maybe. Did you come back a year ago?
Yeah, because I think
Yeah,
I've been.
your dad and yourself came into the bar, the cave.
God, why do I not remember?
Because you're shit faced.
Yeah, honestly, probably. Yeah, that's. I'm trying to think, but
I don't know.
there's no way that one of the guys wouldn't have said something that you were also coming back that weekend, or did you surprise people by coming back? I just feel like you went to high school with us now at this point, so it's
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
yeah,
I should just have like a diploma saying Byron Tiger.
I mean, at this point, you might as well, dude. Shit, but
I don't know what the hell it was.
I'm assuming that I walked into the cave with my dad, and you were in there
Yeah.
with some of the guys, and then I was like, holy shit, probably.
I think so. I think two. I think Nunez and Reverts knew you were coming. I don't think they just didn't tell the rest of them.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah. And I just happened to be coming that weekend.
Right.
And I think Reverts said, "Oh, I think Drake's coming, but don't tell everyone." That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember the time frame though.
Right. But it's been a while since I've seen you in person, because that's one of the
Yeah.
things that does get super tough sometimes. I don't know why this is not going away. Can I hide this? That's so annoying. Regardless, yeah, that's one of the biggest things now, like seeing with people back and stuff, is
Right.
that's one of the things I've found the toughest with going through what I'm going through right now, is seeing like all the guys like back home together hanging out and
Yeah.
not being like there is like a difference though, and I think like you kind of understand it too, because like we're able to be so connected, but it is so much different when it's in person. So
Yeah.
it is hard, like being so far away and it not being super convenient to get home as often as I would maybe like, but that's so yeah, I definitely get down. Like I didn't really care much for being back, like for Blackout Wednesday or anything, because like obviously I'm not going to be that being in that environment would be tough with me like taking a step back from like drinking and partying. So it's like being in that environment would be kind of tough, but there definitely is something where like you just see like all the guys together where like there is like a level. I don't really have FOMO anymore. Like I'm pretty good like doing my own thing and being left the fuck alone. But there is something like there is when it comes to like your core childhood best friends and like just like we had such a solid group there, you know what I mean, for so many years, right. You know, so it's right, like we all got so close to where it's like I definitely have such good friends and people that I'm around with out here that are, you know, who I've grown like the closest to, absolutely. So like that's like my new group, which is awesome. But yeah, no, seeing everyone back home, it definitely is tough because it's like, damn it, dude, like it's so being so far away just makes it tougher to get back to be versus being like, you know, a couple hours away to be able to like driving distance. But but it's just like for me knowing like who I am and where I'm at right now, I just know like it's way better for me to be further away from back home as possible. So
yeah, but I mean the group I would put that group like the kind of group like you could almost like pick up where you left off.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So like I wouldn't get like I obviously you could go through however you want to, but I would never get down like saying, oh, I kind of got to re-pick up like, you know, everything. No, it's like that group is just like we're happy you're here. Let's just party on, you know. Let's keep moving.
And it's kind of similar to just like doing like this right now with you reaching out to get back on the pod, and it's almost like we haven't even skipped a beat, and I haven't seen you in so long to where it's like But yeah, no, it is so true. And like all those guys have been so dope where you like I could call any of them at any point too. You know what I mean? To where it's like, and that's just what it is too. Another thing too that I've kind of realized is like taking a big step back and like working on myself too. It's like just like having that comfortability to not, you know, you don't need to talk to people and be down like be like up their ass like every day, just being able to circle back around whenever like you both have time to talk and have those good conversations definitely is a huge thing. So like I said, it's just been a wild last you know year in general, but these last like few weeks especially where it's just like the whole taking a step like because I even over these last couple of days I'm still kind of because I drank the only thing I've had in the last because I'm I think it'll be a full 3 weeks sober after this weekend.
That's so, a start.
Right. So, but I've definitely like tried different NA beers just because like it still gives the feeling like you're having beers with everybody like socially, which is like a good thing. So and I noticed when I talked a little bit about it, I think on this first solo episode back and then maybe a little bit on the last one, but when I was in Sholo, which is like 3 hours outside of here, I think maybe it was the elevation. Maybe it was just like the shitty sleep a little bit too. But both times I woke up after just having a couple NA beers, I still felt like for the first couple of minutes I was awake, like a weird little like mini hangover. And so I didn't know if it was like the different factors kind of brought it in. But then I tried it again. I've tried them again since I've been back here just over these last couple of days, just having like a couple while like watching football and shit. And I didn't notice anything this morning when I woke up, which was super nice. But yesterday morning after I think I had a couple and I weirdly felt it for a tiny bit in the morning again. So I don't know if I don't know if that like that little mini hangover that you get is even worth it. Cause it's basically just like drinking weird sodas.
Right.
And so it's like, but at the same time, it's just like, it's what's working for right now. So I'm just going to keep like rolling with it, obviously, because it like, it honestly isn't bad. Like it's still like they taste the same. So it's like, so as long as I don't, and that's the biggest thing is like never being hungover again sounds pretty cool. Like, and like I said, I don't know, maybe I get to a point where I have a better relationship with it where I can get back to like, and I think I will at some point, but yeah, it's one of those things for right now. Just I've always found that being tired is way better just by itself, but being tired and hungover, that's when it's just like, I've had some of the worst days of my entire life, like being criminally hungover and then getting next to no sleep and then showing up at the golf course at like at like 5 a.m. for my couple hours of work on the weekends. Like, those are some of the worst mornings of my entire life. Like, even like a huge XL coffee does, it does nothing for you. So so yeah, I'm just excited to see, like, because you can definitely tell, and like I said, I'm never gonna shame people that have like a healthier relationship with booze, but like you can definitely just see like the overall like slight differences in like the better sleep, feeling better like throughout the day, a little less tired, just like mental clarity is there. And it's just like, eventually I can just hopefully get to a point where having a couple of drinks isn't going to turn into way more than a couple every time that I try to drink, you know what I mean? So, right. But yeah. So are you still in like, are you still like around? So you obviously coaching with Elgin, you're like back over still in that St. Charles area then? Yeah. Is that what it is?
No, I'm still in Chicago.
Oh, so you gotta like commute?
Yeah. Because my job's out actually in like Geneva, St. Charles area. My full-time job. So this is my Monday through Friday.
Oh yeah, dude, let's hear it.
I wake up at, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm in my car by 4:05, 4:10. I'm at work by 4:55, and then I'm at work from 5 to 1, and then baseball from like when I get there, like because like we have practice from 1 to 4.
Right.
But the other coaches are cool with like they understand my situation. They're just happy I'm a part of it.
Right.
And so I get there like around 1:20-ish, and 1:20 to 4 is when we are officially done. But sometimes I don't leave campus to like 4:30, 4:45.
Right.
And I'm back home at like 6. So I'm putting in 12-hour days.
Dude.
And that's not even with games yet. So
right.
Games like in the spring are gonna be like Monday through Sunday. So my life gets a little hectic here in the spring.
I was just gonna say, yeah. So like is the eventual plan like to end up going over to like full time coaching? Like are things still like good enough with like your job right now? I know that schedule sounds terrible. So like props to you for grinding through that. But is that like the eventual move, is to like get over to like full time coaching at some point?
To be honest, I don't know what the next move is. But yeah, everything like everything right now is good.
Right.
You know, I'm not doing travel with Tyler anymore. Tyler's also done with it.
Right.
So I was doing, I coached 3 teams last summer with the college and then 2 travel teams. Cause I already took on, like I was head coach for the 14U team.
Right.
That's like the 14-year-old age is the last time you could do like a league. So that's when they play like these dog shit games like during the week.
Right.
And I was the head coach of that. So like sometimes I would have to either like, cause in college we played a lot of double headers, like starting at 2 p.m. And but my league games for baseball for the 14-year-olds would be like at 5 or 5:30, because they still got school till like 3:30.
Oh my god!
So sometimes like I would coach that first doubleheader in for the college game, and then I would dart out after to go coach the 14-year-old. So I got to like change and everything, kind of change my mental
dude.
Because you can talk a different way to college kids because they're, they're grown adults.
Right.
Even though I probably don't change it.
I was just going to say, you know, I bet you're like pretty similar throughout both teams. So,
right.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, man. I did like the math on it too. Like, I probably like, because like Tyler's now going into college this year. So he kind of like was smart about it, other than me. Like, he's done with travel. So he's just doing college. But I did like the math on it, dude. I think in like a span of 6 months, I coached like 120 games.
Oh my god, dude! Like, you put in a legit MLB season in the summer.
Yeah. Yes. So
what the fuck, dude?
My 14U team, though, we're pretty solid.
Yeah. Did you guys like win a bunch of shit?
Yeah, dude. We Tyler. So Tyler was head coach of the 15U. I was his assistant. That first weekend we had them, we ended up winning that tournament in Iowa, and then the following weekend, which was nice for him because he lives in Iowa and I gotta drive 2.5 fucking hours.
yeah, convenient.
Yep. And then the following weekend we were back in Iowa, but for the 14U team, my head coaching tenure was getting going, and we ended up winning that one. And dude, it was Sunday. I didn't get done with that till 9:30, and I had to race back. I ended up staying at my parents' house. I didn't go all the way back to the city, but I mean, I still didn't get home till like 11:30, and then
right, and then back up a few hours later.
So like in the summer though, like because I don't have college, I could do my back to 5:30 to 2:30 for my work.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
I mean, I get back into that schedule. So like that's when it was. So I got to sleep in a little bit. Yeah,
it's still wild though, and I think that's one of those things where it's so valuable. I think to at some point in your life have such a nightmare of a schedule. I think most people that I know and I've talked to have dealt with like a shitty schedule for a short stint, but I think that's a big thing. Just like going as we get older, just like appreciating something a little bit more like solidified and a little bit easier. Like just like, cause where I'm at right now, like, I've only dealt with like phases of really gnarly schedules, but like, especially the 2 years in Wildland where like at any moment's notice, I would have to just like go to the station and then disappear for a full 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like,
right.
You know, at least like some people are so much better at handling it. But like with me, I was always on edge about it, almost just being like always having like a nervous feeling, being like, oh, like I can't really go do anything super cool or awesome. But like, that's what you almost sign up for, is like, you're just locked in for that entire 6 month period. So, but yeah, just if you want to just going into like how crazy and hectic that is, like how was your mental like going through all of it? And then like, how'd you not like unravel? You know what I mean?
No, it's a great question. I get asked this question all the time from like either like coworkers, you know, my mom, like, you know, everyone, like, kind of like, and then friends, because like, dude, there was one time, I'll tell you a crazy story. You'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, there was one time, so college was just the beginning of the season. Like, we were just about to start that week, and we were supposed to play Sunday. So, right. But this was the week before St. Patrick's Day weekend. And my friends and I had already planned to, because I didn't have anything like games like Friday night or Saturday, so and I knew we weren't gonna really practice Saturday morning.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna come to Milwaukee with you guys. So do my 5-1, 1-4 on Friday. Find out we have no practice or anything Saturday because we kind of don't really, because it was supposed to snow, so we just didn't really right. know if we were gonna play or not, whatnot. And they guys had a really long, like, kind of tough weekend, like, you know, getting ramped up and whatnot. So
right,
we're like, you know what, play catch on your own time, but like we have nothing official on Saturday. So I then don't leave practice till like 5.
Oh,
so
no.
I didn't have a bag with me because I didn't know if we were gonna have practice Saturday.
Right.
So I had to go to Chicago, pick up my stuff. Around 7:30, I'm heading to Milwaukee. Mind you, dude, I've been up since 4. So then I head to Milwaukee, get to the Airbnb. I literally just throw my bags into the,
because
I was already ready to go out. I just throw my bags in there, lock the Airbnb, call an Uber, head to the bar. Dude, we were out till, we ended up going to the casino that night. I was out till 4 in the morning. I did a 24-hour shift.
You put in a 24-hour shift, dude. Casual. And at that point, because I know exactly how you feel, like,
yeah,
all too well. Just like,
yeah,
because I almost did it again the other day, just like casually being mm-hmm. up until like, because I get up at like 3:15 every morning, and then the other night, because we have one of our good friends, like a little bit of her family's here, so we were like hanging out, just like chilling, and like I almost did the same thing where I'm watching a movie at like 1:30, and I'm like, I've almost been up for a full fucking 24 hours, like who am I doing this for, like what am I right. doing when I but at the same time, like I was having enough fun and like I had nothing going on the next day, so it's like fuck it, whatever. But I know right. that feeling so much. So just like describe, like, because you at some point, I bet you I bet you things like the drive was probably pretty like exciting because you're ready to get out. But like at some point, like, were you just hitting such a wall on the drive there? And then like, once you like, while you're out a few hours into being out, you're like, dude, I am legit running on fumes. And then when you're standing in the casino, like,
well,
like,
I mean, the morning, casino's pumping oxygen. So that's what actually was keeping me up.
That's right. They'll do anything to keep you there.
So, I was honestly psychotically, I was fine.
Different gear, different breed. Dude,
yeah, exactly. Dude, I found some type of gear. I'm like, I don't even like, my brother was with us and he was like, dude, what are you doing? I go, I'm fine. I don't know.
I'm fine.
I'm just living off vibes, man.
Dude, I love that. But yeah.
So then we just ended up hanging out all day Saturday, and I kind of called it early, like around midnight, because I wanted to get up early because we ended up playing that Sunday, so I had to get back to Chicago. And thank God, like, they're cool with me, like, if it, because they know I'm in the city, so they're cool, and it happened to be like 20 minutes from my apartment, so they're cool with me like not driving to Elgin just to get on
just
the bus.
To drive with the team, right?
Yeah,
it just, so it just logically doesn't make any sense to do that anyway. So
not at all. I ended up just meeting them there, and I actually beat them there, and I was fine.
They're,
I
like, want to make sure. Well, lady, how was your weekend?
No, I didn't tell them that. I omit all that shit to the kids. Like, they want to have me on Snapchat, and some of them are old enough to drink. I go, hey, you can't be telling me this stuff. Like,
yeah.
You gotta stop.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
Hey, I'm cool with being the cool coach at some for a certain amount of time, but
right,
you can't.
There's got to be a cutoff point for sure.
Right. So, but the mental. I just take a deep breath and I don't really have like a great plan.
I don't think it's like really realistic though. Even if you have one, like, how easily it can be like shaken or broken. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like,
to be honest, it's not like really like an answer. It's just like, I put myself in this situation. This is like, I want to do the college thing. Right. So I think just the motivation kind of just keeps me moving a little bit. And you do, you know, it does suck. It does sound awful, but you do get in a routine because your body's starting to get used to it. I mean, it was brutal. Like when you take the summer off of the college, like,
right.
I'm not doing the 5 to 6. I'm doing,
you get
five
a little,
two.
Yeah. You get used to having a little bit more of like an easier schedule, and then kind of
right.
psychs
yeah.
you out for when you get the culture shock of when you get back into it, I think so.
Right. Right. So now, but like, so we started up again in like late August, early September. It was like, okay, here we go. You know? So.
Yeah, dude. No, it's brutal. And it's one of those things too, where like, you probably have to, I bet you like, you're like the legit coaches, not saying like you're like a legit coach, but like for right now, like all like the head coaches, I think they all had to kind of do like similar shit on their way up too. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Where, and all that stuff was back in the day where no one knew any of the shit that you were doing. You know, it was more of like a be more present type of shit, like versus like nowadays, like so many people would be doing what you're doing right now and having to let everyone like know how busy they are on social media. You know what I mean? It's that type of stuff,
right.
Where like there is a different dynamic to it, but it's just,
yeah,
like, I just feel like that's just one of those things where coaching, you have to do all that, the tough, like annoying, hard shit,
mm-hmm,
to get to that point to where like you're able to like elevate in that space, I think, to be where you want to be coaching wise.
Yeah. And like, that's a great point. And like, to kind of piggyback off that, it's just like, I've always been like the coach that they love and they like, and, you know,
mm-hmm,
enjoy. And that's great. But
right.
I don't think there's a certain level to where I want to get at some point. Like, it doesn't have to be tomorrow. It doesn't have to be like, could be down 5 years, but like more, I don't think they understand what I go through just to get there and like,
right,
be there and like be present for them. I
right.
think that it's under, I think it's underappreciated a little bit.
Right.
Especially like at the college level, so like they think they know everything still, and like they'll be a little bit more vocal than a 15-year-old, and
mm-hmm,
I kind of learned that the hard way last year. and I just kind of, I've kind of, you know, started to like, I'm going to fight back because you know what? I don't got to be here.
Right.
I want to be here. Right.
Right.
So, and I go, I tell them all the time, I go, I've been through this program. I know what this program is like. 40 plus wins is the standard. And we had 21 last year. So don't come telling me that you know what you're doing because you don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm starting to pick up a little bit more fire at being at the college level.
I think
which
that's,
I do enjoy.
Right.
You know, it's just like, hey, you're either going to respect me or you're not going to respect me. And if you don't respect me, then you're not going to play. So,
right.
That's that simple.
It's, you know? Huge. And I think it goes to one, like you just said, like, yeah, you've been through the program with the guys already. Like you were on a part of winning culture. You know what I mean? And like, just like you said, where it's like, where them, they're already there at the school. Like they got to drive maybe a couple minutes into practice after going to a few classes that day. That's not me saying that like a college schedule being on a college team, like
it's not to be taken lightly.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
And that is a full-time job in itself. Like I had to hear all the bullshit that you, Carl and Nunez had to deal with while playing on the team. Like, so I know that's tough, but yeah, exactly what you said, like where you're doing a whole separate thing throughout the majority of that day and then taking all that time to still be able to make it back and then leave everything like at the door that you got to deal with just to be present for that team. You know what I mean? Like that is a lot. Like right. That over time that weighs on people. Like, I don't think that's talked about enough. Cause like in the old era, I think it would just be like it's like, cause we're so far past the like quit bitching, quit being a bitch right. attitude. You know what I mean? Where it's like, dude, like if you have a rough day, you still got to drive that couple hours into practice and then still be able to be mature enough to leave whatever shit that, you know, Lovelady's got going on in the car and then show up and be there for your team and be present and then not be a bastard too. You know what I mean? Because, you know how easily you could just steam on that drive over there and then get there, bring all that bad energy into practice with you. And then some kid says one thing where it's just like, and then you're not regulating your emotions good enough. You just blow up on some, yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like,
it's happened. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm perfect.
Right.
I'm not.
Understandable, dude. Happened. Like that's not an easy schedule to maintain, dude.
Some kids who I'm like I'm open to all the kids, like whether they're POs or position guys, but I'm hanging out with the pitchers way more than position guys.
Right.
But the position guys, actually, some of them like me more than pitchers. So that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I've had some guys like come out to me and it's like, hey, everything all right with you? Like they that shit's like kind of cool to me. Like, yeah.
I agree.
They can tell. He's like, I think I'm one, like you, I think you said it back in the last podcast, but like you're one of the, yeah, you said that I was like one of those guys that got an infectious personality. Like, I'm also that same guy. Like if I'm down or like kind of like not that into it,
it's easy to tell.
Yes. Yeah.
Very easy to tell.
Yeah. So the guys have picked up on that pretty quickly. And like, hey, how is work? Like they always ask, how is work? How you doing? Like they always ask those questions. And I appreciate it. You know, just trying to keep my mental psyche
right.
up and whatnot and cleared. So,
right.
But yeah, it's still like will stem to the fact like, I have gone to practice pissed off because of work or just
understandable, dude. It's so understandable, man.
I'm like, dude. I'm like, just especially like just one kid. Just do not do it today.
And then that's usually that's the day that they do it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the day that they do it is because, but I think it's a testament to, like, we're in such like a like crossover period where we're at like with like men in general where it's like, cause like, I don't like, you just said it's a big deal for you, but like guys just being like, and like I said, this is no discredit to like not asking women like how they're doing or how their day's going. Cause like that should be a standard for like most guys anyway, regardless, just cause you know, we should, like, people just need to be nicer in general and more considerate of other people's feelings. But, like, getting in that environment, like, having other men, especially older men, being like, hey, like, how you doing, man? Is everything all good? Like, how was work? How, like, that is honestly, like, such a huge thing for, like, people, like, because so many people could just be like, suck it the fuck up, love lady. Like, get over there and coach them. You know, like, how, like,
right.
That's the difference between, like, what it is now versus, you know, and not saying every guy from back in the day was like that, because, like, there were a bunch of gems, don't get me wrong, but, like, that is a big deal, being, like, just people literally just be, because, like, I'm the same way with you, where I'm, like, I'm usually a very positive, like, very fun having person, but at the same time is when something's really bugging me or I'm really not doing good, I've almost kind of backed off. More and more as I've gotten a little bit older, like with the acting, that everything's okay. So it is so obvious, yeah, that something's wrong. Like,
absolutely.
And it doesn't take much to just be like, hey man, is everything all good? Or like, how are you doing? And like, it is like a good reset, just being like, man, like, yeah, today was shit. Or like, yeah, I'm having a fucking terrible day. Like, it is
right.
Just like,
thanks for asking.
Right. Yeah. Like just, I've noticed just from these podcasts alone, because like I said, I guarantee you most people that have come on this and weren't expecting to be as open or weren't weren't like understanding if it was going to be like a full kind of dive into mental health. But I think most people, like I said, like me and you are going to both, like, once this episode's over, going to walk away kind of like refreshed, like you did kind of have like a mini therapy session. Not at all calling myself like a therapist or like that I deserve that recognition or anything, but like
I'd pay for your services.
Hey, thank you, dude. I appreciate it. I would have to label myself as like a life coach and get some classes done so I don't get some liability stuff against me. But no, it is so I think it's so true, just like people being able to come on here and just, you know, get a little bit off their chest, I think, too. Because like I said, I think that's the coolest part about this whole experience, because I don't plan on stopping this anytime soon. And I don't plan on, you know, eventually making a living off this would be awesome. But that's going to take years and years of work. And it's just like, that's the nice thing about it, though, is I've gotten into such a routine with it where it's easy enough for me to go do this. And, you know, editing this and putting it up is going to take me such a small, you know, time frame, to where it's so fast and it's not going to derail my entire day. And like, more and more we just build this like small community of having people just like actually talk about their mental health, like hopefully, like I said, as we go through this whole journey together and get like better and better, it turns into more like how I envisioned it being, more of like a comedy podcast in a way. But like I said, it's such a safe space, I think, for people, guys and like men and women, to come on here and just like be real for a little bit, I think, because everything is such a facade like out there. And it's just like, for me, it's just like, I think I brushed on it in a little bit in the last two episodes too, but it's like on my death, but like we're what, I'm 28. I don't know how old you are.
28.
Yo, old. Dude, lucky 28, dude. We're old as shit now.
I turned 28 in August, so.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, you are a little bit older than me. What's up, old man? So
yeah, no, I was that kid that had the option in preschool.
To go up or to stay?
Yeah, so I technically should have graduated high school, like, in 2013, but my parents held me back just because it ended up being, I think, the best decision
I think so, too. And it's like, what are you going to do? Like, you're only 2 months older than me. We're in the same grade. That makes sense. So it's like.
Right. So it's either I'm going to be the oldest in my grade or the youngest.
Right. Yeah. So. I think it worked out. That class before me
sucked anyway. So it's all good.
Yeah. Whatever. Let them have it, dude. Whatever. I think I talked about it in the last like two episodes. Like, I'm 28 now, and like, I know like modern medicine is going to get crazier and crazier. So like, life expectancy is going to keep going up, and we'll be able to like live longer. And but like, eventually, like, I am going to be like on my deathbed. You know, at some point, it's like, am I really going to look back and be like, man, I should have never ran that podcast about mental health? You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, I'd rather be like, yeah, man, a lot of people listened to it and cringed, but I did what I actually wanted to do, versus like laying on that same deathbed and being like, man, what if I did run a podcast and was like super open and honest about mental health? You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
hey, not a lot of people have the courage of what you're doing or the bravery. So,
right. No, thank you, dude. Like I said, I think, knowing you,
you would have absolutely regretted not doing what you're doing now.
Like, right.
You'd be like, you're not the guy that was like, oh, I'm going to do it someday. I'm going to do it. And you finally did it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I feel like you would have regretted it towards yourself if you didn't do it.
So. Right. And I think it's one of those things too, where it's like, it's been, I think I've, like I said, like all the years of the head assery and like being like a jackass, like figuring out myself. It's, I think I've always been like a very safe person to talk to. I think like very, mm-hmm. like, making sure, like I said, not all the time, because like I'm a work in progress. I'm the furthest thing from perfect, but like doing the best that I could, like being able to like be to give people like at times being heard and feeling seen, I think has been like a huge part of just like a safe space, like with my aura of like yeah, dude, like what is going on, like because I have, as long as I can remember. I've always been like pretty open about my mental health, and I felt like alienated when I started feeling it. Cause I've always been super anxious. Like as long as I can remember, I've been such a nervous kid. Mm-hmm. And not about like socializing or like anything like that. Like, it's always just been like around like the uncertainty of everything. But like always being able to like, I don't know if it was because of my personality or what, being able to blend in like that wasn't a big deal for me for forever, but I started noticing it like so much worse at like 16. And so like, you think about it now, like going through 16 to 28, it's like, that's 12 years of like really something just like being such a like present thing and like in your brain at all times. And it's just like, man, it gets exhausting. And yeah. And it's just so many people deal with it and are so able to, it kind of goes into another thing where, going off of that, it's like another thing with like equivalating it to being on my deathbed is like, am I really going to sit there and regret that I was like too open and too emotional? Like, no. Like, and so I don't know. I don't even know why like that goes through my head at times though, but it's a very real thing about like the human experience. Cause sometimes I do feel like I am way too much for a lot of people. So it's just this back and forth thing that I've noticed. Especially as I've gotten older and more self-aware, like it's caused me throughout my life to just do this very like aggressive, like push forward and be open and be myself. And then like, oh, like, God, am I really doing that? And then a very hard, like hit the brakes and like regress, like back to like solitude and being like leaving people alone and like being like doing my own thing, being by myself. And so like, it's trying to find like the best balance. Cause like, I know I definitely have been a lot for people at times, and that is tough. But at the same time, it's just like, who hasn't been a lot to somebody at one point? You know what I mean? So it's like, it all just goes into being a very real part about the entire human experience. So I'm just trying my best to take this shit one day at a time, dude, really, for real. And then now, like with the whole like sober thing, it's been like, there's no like distractions from your thoughts anymore. Like there's no like dysregulating. So like now it's just been a few weeks of really sitting with everything without anything like distracting me or taking me away from it. And so like huge benefits, but at the same time, it's just like, and then that with like the hammering, the counseling and taking that super seriously, but then Theo Von touches on it too, I think, in one of his podcasts. And I don't know if you've ever like had the experience with like kind of diving into counseling or anything like that, but, counseling and therapy, that's when I started. It was around like 18. I thought I was like legit crazy. Like when I was going through college and, hated that I was still like around at home and like had the real big like downfall to the like relationship with my mom, like started that like in that era. And but with the counseling and everything has been a huge help, and I can't thank going through all that enough. But at the same time, it's like Theo Von kind of talks about it, like at some point, like I just want to be able to like to live, you know what I mean? Like I don't,
right,
without having to talk to like a professional like every couple weeks or like, and that's not me dissing on you know, because I'm one of the people that does it. Like, I'm actively seeing a counselor, like, right now as we speak, and have on and off for most of my adult life. And it's like, but at some point you get to a place where you're like, can I just, like, not just go live and deal with this shit, like, on my own? And so hopefully, like, I can continue to build the strength and the tools to be able to do that. But yeah, it is one of those things where, like, I almost have felt, like, alienated and crazy, even though so many other people deal with this. So
right,
it's just trying to regulate through that. And it's just, now it's just one of those times where it's just me over explaining things like I normally do in these episodes, where just like, but I, it's just a very real, just a very real part of me, I think, that as, like, I've gotten older, just, you definitely, like, realize, like, the parts of you that you, like, don't want around anymore. And so and then right, parts that you need to get better on. And, like, overall, I just need to just chalk it up to, like, that is the part of the human experience. And so, like, it's a very real and normal thing. And, like, I'm glad I'm noticing a lot of this stuff now versus, like,
later down the road.
Right. Like, getting married and, like, having kids and then, like, basically having, like, an absolute meltdown with a family, and then figuring all this stuff out, like, after the family that I've built and helped create, like,
right,
is in shambles, and be like, well, like, thank God, like, we got divorced and, like, all this shit, like, the family crumbled, and then, but your dad finally figured it out. Like, I'm trying, like I said, I'll deal with those issues when that time comes. And, like I said, hopefully with all, like, the down period and, like, and all, like, the tough times right now, hopefully it just is all building the strength and resilience to not have that happen in the future. You know what I mean? So, because who knows how much crazier the world's going to get? You know what I mean? It's like, technology is moving so much faster than anyone, I think, predicted, to where it's like, well, besides what they thought life was going to be like in this era and Back to the Future, we haven't exactly gotten fully to that point yet, but
right, like, exactly.
Things are weirdly on their way. And especially, like, it's a whole new thing, and we don't need to dive into it, but, like, it's a whole new thing with how fast, like, stuff with AI is moving. It's just like, who knows what's going to, like, 10 years from now, I'm like, I don't even know, like, what to predict how it's going to be. You know what I mean? I have no idea, but
no one knows.
No. And so it's also just me getting better at not really worrying about that anymore. Cause I've been so, I don't know if you seem like I said, I don't know for sure, but you've always seemed like a very, like, good at being in the present person, and always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Don't ask me what I'm doing in a fucking month from now.
Yeah. So
unless it's like a trip, like, hey, we want to plan a trip where you want,
right,
like, we're going here. You want to come? Like, obviously, yeah, I'm good about that. But, like, if you're gonna, you're gonna ask me to do something 6 months from now, I'm like, talk to me later.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to figure out where the hell I'm gonna be at in the morning.
Right. Right. I think I kind of envy people that are like that, because I've never been good with it. I've struggled so much with being so caught up, like, in the past, and then being so, like, worried about the future that it's caught, like, I've ruined so many, like, friendships and relationships, and just, like, have not acted, you know, how I would have wanted to act, just, like, off of that fear and, like, being, like, so not, like, where my feet are, to where it's like, but it's just like, at some point, if I don't learn, then, you know, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just like, that's just something that I've struggled with for forever. So I am definitely, like, envious of people that handle that so much better than me, but it's just something that I was not.
The people that, like, obviously everyone has, like, different jobs and different lifestyles and everything right, like that. And, like, you see, like, sometimes even like TV shows and movies, like, they portray, like, the husband or, like, the father figure coming home after a rough day at work, and he's bringing his fucking problems home.
Right.
To it. Like, I'll never understand, like, why people do that in a sense, because, like, what I do, like, kind of building off of what you were just saying, is, like, I don't have my work email on my phone. Like, absolutely not. And I told people at work too, even, like, a couple salesmen, I'm like, you got me from 5 to 1. Actually, 5 to 1:30 until I'm out of the car. That's when you got me. But once I'm out of the car, either if I'm home or at practice, don't fucking call me.
Right. Right.
You know? Just, like, because like I just don't bring it home. I just don't, because I don't want to worry about it, because you have to, it's literally called work-life balance for a reason. Like, you gotta live. You don't live to work, you work to live, you know?
Right.
So it's just, but like the people who bring home their work, I will never understand it.
No. And I just going off of what you said, kind of same, because at all the different jobs that I've worked and everything that I've like done work wise, it's like, obviously, like going back to what you said, having those bad days, like those are inevitable. You know what I mean? Like, we're not being realistic if we're saying like that you haven't had a practice where you've had a shitty attitude. Right. You know, like that's just
right.
It's just not sustainable. Like it really is not like I'm just never gonna let anything affect me negatively ever. Like that's just not being realistic. So it's like,
right, exactly.
But going off of like, and you always have given me this kind of energy where it's kind of the same thing for you probably, where everywhere I've worked or everything that I've done, even if I fucking hated the job, I've came in every day with you know, obviously give or take a few days, like we're saying, being realistic and not having like a good time. But most times when I come in with most of the jobs I've worked, just trying to make sure everyone around me like has a little bit of a better day. And like, that's the type of shit that helps me out. You know what I mean? Like, cause like most of us, we're going to be working for a while. So it's like
4 years, probably.
We're really going to have we're going to live longer. So we're going to be able to work longer until we retire, I think. So
right.
It's like, right. Well, am I really going to come in my 20s with this shitty ass attitude of like, oh, I'll be working for the next 30 years. Like fucking duh.
Yeah.
Like we're all going to be around, like we're all going to be here doing this. So it's like, might as well just come in and try to make, you know, try to have like a very light attitude, like leave all the bullshit at the door and try to make everyone around me have as much fun as possible. I think that's been a huge help.
Yeah.
I feel like you're pretty much the same way. I feel like that's never your goal, is to keep the negative stuff out as much as possible and just like try to bring that, the good vibes and the good energy and the good aura, like, and just pick everybody up a little bit.
Yeah, lately I could be better at it.
That's all right though. It's normal.
Yeah.
You recognize it though. That's the thing. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, but like, it's very funny you brought up like that we're working for another 30, 35 years. My one of my blenders, he reminds me of, he's like 60 years old. He's a nut job. He's a great worker. He's so funny. He keeps everything positive and light. He goes, you know, in anything he does, you know, good enough for government work. You know, he just has always these like quick witty one-liners.
Yep.
Anytime like I'm like walking by him, I take a deep breath. He goes, got another 35 years, pal.
Like, he's keeping it like so realistic.
It could be 5:30 morning or noon. He'll say that type of shit. And I'm like, thanks, Paul. I'm like, just run me over with a forklift now. I don't want to hear that ever again.
Right. And that's what it is. It also comes down into like, because depending on like what you want to do, like, especially if we're being realistic for you, like baseball wise, like you'll probably coach baseball until you can't move anymore. You know what I mean? Like, cause you love baseball so much to where it's like, you're going to be involved in some sort of thing with baseball until your health is so bad to where you can't like be. Yeah. And even then, depending on when we're like old and wrinkly, dude, like things will be so advanced to where you could be like, it'll probably be like hologrammed of you. You know, you'll be in whatever, you'll be in whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll be in my couch I'll be out in the lawn chair and Boconos or whatever.
You'll be in your mansion somewhere, and you'll be able to like hologram yourself like to like the at being all over at the facility type of stuff towards, who knows? Because it's like, it also comes down to like big like manifestation and stuff too. So much of that is so real. And like, I don't know if you've done it too, but I've cut myself down like not even intentionally for so long to where it's like, we're obviously like a majority of us are going to work for a long time before we're able to retire. But that's like, that's why I'm doing shit like this. Like, I don't, you know, I run this entire thing and do this entire thing by myself. So it's like, eventually, as long as I just keep doing it, I don't know what's going to happen, but at some point it's going to pay off in the future where like, if I get to a point where this is all I have to do, I want to, cause I'm going to do this my entire life, regardless. Same thing with you for baseball. Like, my plan is to never stop doing this. So it's just like, it's also at the same time, like telling yourself you're going to make it and continuing to put your like continuing to put your head down. And just literally yesterday, talking to two people, just like bullshitting at the Airbnb, just hanging out. Both of them said that they wanted, like, they've always thought about starting a podcast too. And I was like, I mean, why, like, go ahead and start it. I was like, that was the scariest thing for me, was starting it. And most
right.
podcasts, there's like a huge percentage that like 90% of them don't make it past like the third episode or something. And then I have like almost 40 now. So it's like,
there you go.
So it's, and I told him, like, going into, cause I'll kind of retell the story again. Cause have you listened to it like from the beginning almost, or when did you notice?
I listened to certain ones,
which is totally fine. I was curious, yeah, like when you first like noticed it and like started like kind of like checking in on it.
I listened to the both Nunes ones, the Reverts, like pretty much all the ones, like the guys I know.
Right.
Just to kind of see, because you know, you always see the other side of them, like the fun, you know,
yes,
talk shit type guys.
Yes.
And like, I want to see if, like, you know, a Dennis Reedy, you know, he's going to break down, you know,
yeah.
Like, I want to see, yeah.
Yeah.
But
see that psycho kind of talk a little bit.
I know how Nunes is, because like me and him actually have become like really close.
Right.
Like really close. So like, listening to that was good, but like I've listened like to the Nunes ones, the Reedy ones, both PD ones, Reverts. I think you had Carl on too, right?
I have yet to have him on, but that's going to be a very good episode. I'm supposed to game with him in a little bit once we're done with this episode, okay. Actually, but he's also, it's one of those things with him where, you know how he is. I don't know if he's going to really want to hop on it. So that,
yeah.
But at the same time, it just might have to take him a little bit more convincing. So we're going to just have to see how it plays out. But I would love to have every single one of my best friends on. But, and the thing that I think that I'll be able to get Carl on is because I didn't think I was ever going to be able to get my dad on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I thought when it, the fact that we even got that episode.
I remember that one too. Yes.
I was so shocked that I was at, because like he's ancient, man. He's 60. So it's like when I first was like bringing it up to him, just like seeing how he would react to me even bringing it up. Like, yeah, he's like, yeah, we're just going to have to find some time. So I just thought it was going to be a forever ring around the rosy of like, yeah, we'll find some time to do it. Yeah, we'll find some time. And then we finally did. And like, he killed it. And like all my friends that have listened to it love that episode. And my mom even makes like a brief like cameo on it and talks a little bit, and it's a hilarious episode. And to see him like be real and like actually like be really good on it throughout the entire thing was awesome. So it's like, that definitely gives me a lot of hope that I would love to have Carl talk, and just like, because that dude's a lunatic, so I'd love to have him on and tell stories about, just like old stories about us and just like bullshit for a while. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I got my dad on, it definitely gives me hope. But
Cool.
So like it all, I mean, dude, it's so wild that we're sitting here so long.
Kind of 2 years from 2 years ago, we did this.
Is that when it was?
It was like damn near, because I coached that high school team about 2 years ago. Yeah.
When I did the episode
but
with you
we
last
did,
time.
We didn't do this whole Zoom thing.
Right. That was
Pat now.
That See, was, you, yeah, because that was on speaker, right? Where I would do the thing where I had the voice messages, and then had, I would set my phone in a,
our last time was awful. Like, out of all the other ones, because my Wi-Fi at my parents' house was bad. FaceTime wasn't working. It was muffled. It was nothing. I don't think it was anything on your end. It was all on my end.
Right. But I was also running it in such a shit show of a way. Cause like, I'll just go, cause I remember when I first started,
I think it was episode two. I might have been episode two.
Were you that early?
I was after Nunes.
Oh yeah, I think you were right after Nunes. And so I remember when it first started, because I have like three episodes on YouTube from when me and my buddy that I grew up next door to, Coltrane, we have like three episodes on YouTube that we did during the pandemic. But it was just so complicated and way too hard just to get it, because all we were on was Spotify, and we had to work for like an hour or two to get things sent in, to get it reviewed, and then be able to get it on Spotify. I still have stuff on my phone from the night that we did that. And so then, like, it was just way too much work, and I didn't have a car at the time, so we just scratched that idea because it was too hard to meet up. And then when the Anchor app came out, I got to the point where it started when I would be getting off of work from my night job at 5:30, and I would record just holding my phone up like this on my drive home for like 15 minutes. Had a few episodes like that. Then it got to the point where I was doing them with, I had like one of my headphones in, and I would do it that way. And then when I went out to Wyoming, I was doing the same thing with my phone again, but I would like set it in the middle of me and other people on the table and record it that way. And then it got to a point where I tried it with my mic. And then, so then I was having people over in person and doing it with, I did the phone method on the table for a lot of episodes. And I think the quality of that is actually surprisingly okay for a lot of those, which is weird. And then it evolved into using this mic. And
a nice mic.
Yep. So big investment there. And
because
I was using this for the first podcast that we ran during the pandemic. Me and my buddy were using, we bought a kit with two of these, with the boom arms and the whole deal. So yeah, when I was in Wyoming, I was doing the table method. And then towards the end of Wyoming is when I figured out using the voice memos on my Mac, and then plugging my mic in. So I was able to have just the great audio quality for the memos. And then it evolved all the way from that to having, it kind of took a downgrade, because then I was still using the voice memos with this mic, and then putting people on my phone stand on speakerphone right next to my mic. That's how I was running like the dual episodes for a while with guests. And then it got to the point where I was able to do Zoom. And then now, like, it's just, the cool thing about Zoom is that they convert your, when you get done recording and hit stop, it converts it into a separate audio and video file for you. So I take both of those, take the audio right over to the app that distributes it everywhere, put it on there, think of the name or whatever, go from there. And then I go over to YouTube and put it right into upload. And then, because I don't need to edit them at all, and put it right into upload, and then it takes care of that. But then so like the whole system is just, it's evolved so much, and it's such a better system now. But then at the same time, it's like you run into issues where, like the two-part episode that I just did with Jason, we recorded for 18 minutes, but I didn't have Zoom Pro yet, so it cut us short at 18. And then him and I were both like, or he texted me, he's like, we're kind of rolling right now, do you want to keep going? I was like, yeah, I'm down. So I just said, fuck it. And there was a deal going on, so I bought Zoom Pro, and then we recorded for another hour and a half. And so all I had to do was pull up, I edit on DaVinci Resolve. So I just pulled up DaVinci Resolve, and then put both of the video file clips back to back, one right after each other. So then I had to render that, and then I had to upload that onto YouTube, which that took way longer because it was such a long episode. But I mean, that's just in that short amount of time, that's just how far it's progressed. And like I said, I would love to get to a point where I have an editor and be able to, I'm going to see what I can do about that going forward. But right now it's pretty sustainable with like me just running it on my own. So until we just continue to push out content and episodes, I'm just going to keep letting it rock that way. So
go for it. Do it.
Right.
Why not?
Right. And so, yeah, other than that, dude, yeah, it's been a trip. I don't know. Are you just going to, obviously, like, not looking too far into the future, like, do you think like you're going to be like in the Chicago area for like the foreseeable future? Or is there any like dream destinations you would like to like make it out to eventually, or what?
Well,
you haven't visited out here. I'd love to show you around out here, dude.
Well, that's funny you mentioned that.
Oh boy, the big news, dude.
Yeah, breaking news. One of my best friends, Frank, from home, he's getting married next summer, and his bachelor party is going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Whoa.
In April time. So
Damn, dude.
I just didn't remember if you were in the Phoenix or Scottsdale. I thought it was Scottsdale.
Yeah, I've been all over around here now, so.
So, yeah, so definitely we'll be there, and we will definitely be in touch. You know, whether if you're sober, not sober,
right.
Don't matter. I'll still hang out with you.
Right,
I'll
same.
Be like, hey, we're at this bar. If you can handle it, come on
yep.
in.
Dude, yeah, I would love that. I'm so excited. That's so dope.
So,
But, yeah, dude,
but,
if you got...
But destination-wise, like, my parents are, like, they're working on retirement right now, and they want to move down to Fort Myers, Florida. So, like, once they do that, like, we even had to talk yesterday at Thanksgiving. Like, once they do that, like, I've got, other than, like, going back to, like, Elgin for, like, the baseball, like, my St. Charles area, though, I have, like, no reason to go back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but it's nice that Chicago is, like, my home right now because, like, all my close friends are here.
Right.
So, like... But like going packing up and picking up and like going like to a Denver, Colorado wouldn't make sense to me because like then I'll be literally out there by myself in a new city where I don't know anyone.
Right.
I got friends in Boston, Tyler and Brendan in Iowa. That doesn't really intrigue me because it's Iowa. So,
right.
You know.
Right.
Love them. Have a good time there, but you know, doesn't really entice me.
Fun to visit. Fun to visit.
Yeah. Got you in Arizona. Lord knows, I've always wanted to go to Arizona. Lord knows what it's going to be like, but I run hot, so summers in me might not be the best.
That's all right, dude. And now where we're at right now, it's if you can find time to come out for even a long weekend and take a break and come out here and see me, dude, we'd love to have you because the weather right now is it's, I mean, you suffered through just like how the Midwest is brutal during the winter. The summer here fucking sucks. So now it's, once the summer's over though, for the rest of the year until it's summer again, it's fucking paradise, dude. So if you got time to come out, dude, you don't got to pay to stay anywhere. You can come crash with us, dude. Feel free, and we'd love to come show you around. So,
oh yeah, that sounds awesome. But that kind of right now, Chicago's like kind of going to be home for a little bit.
Yeah, dude, nothing wrong with that too.
We are pushing 30, so Lord knows what's going to happen in
that's
2 years.
So, dude, it's so true. God, don't remind me.
Still single.
Yep.
Still living with one of my best friends, which is completely fine with me.
Yep, dude. There's no rush. That's the beautiful thing about it. Is society wants to make people think like that they're not doing good enough. And I mean, I think we all have those thoughts, regardless. Even if we were doing good, everyone can always be doing better. And it's really just taking life at your own pace. You know what I mean? So it's you're not on anybody else's journey besides your own, and I mean you're with yourself for forever, so it really doesn't matter about what anyone else says or thinks. If you got to get comfortable with who you're looking at in the mirror, because that's the only person that's going to be around the entire trip. So
exactly.
But yeah, so. Dude, super good to talk and catch up with you. I'll call you after this episode, but dude, super good to catch
absolutely.
Up I love
I'm
having
happy
you.
To be on.
Yeah, I love having you on, dude. Such a good episode. But, dude,
I think
I hope
it was. I thought this was really good.
I think so, too, man. Look at us go. But, no, dude, thank you again so much. And I will, I'll make sure I send you the link when I get it uploaded and everything and get it taken care of. But love you to death, dude. Thanks for hopping on. Thanks for hitting me up to push me to do another episode. So I appreciate it, dude.
Absolutely. Love you to death. Love the stash. And
hey,
we need
thanks.
To be in touch, my man.
Absolutely, dude. I'll give you a call in a second, but thanks again for hopping on, man.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Have a good one.
Hey, you too, dude.
Yep.
Later.
Later.